We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
So, something that might surprise our listeners is that I haven't really gone to many concerts.
Oh, I mean, yeah, actually,
that surprises me, not just the listeners.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, you're the only musician. Ones that I've gone to are either, like, things through church, which I feel like doesn't really count
that much. Oh, sure,
much,
yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Like, going to concerts, like, with friends and things like that. But I haven't really gone to any concerts that, like, I went to because I wanted to go, like, myself.
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, I know. We saw the 1975 together for my birthday in, like, 2019. Yeah, I remember that.
Which is dope. Like, yeah. They're a cool band, but, like, I don't know them very well.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, that's fair.
At first, Daniel, I thought you were painting a picture where, like, you're at church and you're like, is this a concert that's, like, going on?
I mean, to be fair, like, nowadays, I mean, I don't know how modern your church was, Daniel, but, like, a lot of modern churches kind of create an environment that feels very concerty.
Oh yeah, like big churches, mega churches,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and they have like full sound systems. They have lighting. They have, you know, like a lot of big stuff.
I went to gospel brunch in Vegas years ago, and that was straight up a concert. That was like way more concert than it was church service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm sure that these church bands would have interesting band names, but that's going to come after our shout out. Because welcome to Threesus.
Welcome to Threesus.
I'm fake Daniel.
I'm Danny.
I'm fake Mason.
Oh, nice. Mason's fake now too. I think.
I'm feeling fake today.
Oh, he's feeling fake. Okay. So this is from Tally.
Oh, what's up,
Tally? Tally DM'd us on Instagram, and they said, "So this was because we did like a confession segment a few episodes ago, right?"
Tally about to confess something to us?
Yes, Tally is about to confess something. They say, so one of my confessions is that I used to make fun of girls with short hair, like to the chin, and then one day I cut my hair short and have never had long hair since then.
Wow.
So character
Tally,
development.
You became I don't know. I was trying to think of a movie where someone like goes behind enemy lines or like sees the light after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to say you became what you fear most, which is like a thing. Yeah, but no,
well,
I mean, because like
Tally,
it's
cosmic karma.
Yeah.
I you know, it's a sobering realization. I hope everything worked out in your life and relationships, but I do think it's a little bit funny to be like, ha ha, and then
do it and literally never grow your hair out again. Yeah.
Live as one of them.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because we were just talking about this before we started recording, but something about the like living among the people who you used to look down upon reminded me of Dune 2.
Oh, Dune.
Which is
what we were literally just talking about. Mason, you just saw it like what, a week ago?
Yeah, I just saw Dune 2 Lost in New York, and it was like
Dune 2 Electric Boogaloo. Yeah,
it was really good too.
Yeah,
is the thing.
It's unfortunately to me, it kind of lived up to the hype for the most part.
I believe so. I thought it exceeded the hype. Honestly,
Did you say unfortunately or fortunately?
I don't remember. Well, no, I think unfortunately. Well, I don't remember. Yeah, no, because like I was hyped up so much, and I always get really nervous when that's the case.
Mm.
You know, like sure. I mean, to be honest, Everything Ever All at Once was super hyped to me because like I think Daniel, you had seen it.
Yes.
Mason, I think you saw it later. I think I was there the first time you saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then like our friend John also had seen it, and I had heard from like you, Daniel, and John that it's like one of the best movies you'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's some hype for a movie I know nothing about.
I felt Dune 2 was the best sci-fi movie I've seen, or one of them at least.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really good. The spectacle was great. Mm. And then our Tally stand-in, Timothy Chalamet's character, lives as one of the Fremen, which is kind of what Tally's going through.
Yes.
Anyway, Tally, thank you so much for your shout out. We appreciate you listening.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sure all our listeners can tell, I'm sorry, I'm still sick. We'll fight through. Threesus must happen every Monday, and you can be like Tally and be our Threesus shout
absolutely.
Out next week, and you know how to do it. I'm too sick to recount.
y'all know. Mason, it says here that you've collected a new list of bad band names.
I just jotted some down on the plane ride home, but Daniel segued me really well into it, and then I did some weird Dune 2 tangent instead. Oh well,
yeah.
I just wrote down some more band names on the plane ride home, and I thought I'd share some of them with you. They might have also been collabs with other people, so I don't remember which is which because I wrote them down very disorganizedly. Mm-hmm. But I want you to tell me what you think of each one. You can contribute your own band names. Mm-hmm. We can start a group and name it this if you like any of them.
Yeah.
The first one is Dong Perignon.
Dong Perignon.
Dong Perignon. I mean, that's really good.
I like how like unnatural it is to say. It really adds sucks. To the charm of it.
Shitty, yeah. It kind of reminds me of like, if you guys remember, there was a band at our university. Our chancellor's name was Chancellor Yang, Henry T. Yang.
Yeah.
Shout out. I actually got to meet him. I don't know if you guys ever, did you guys ever meet Henry T. Yang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we sang to
yeah,
him, dude. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to his house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. But yeah, we, there was also a band on campus called Yansler Chang, where it takes just the first sounds and switches. Spooner, that's the Spoonerism, right? That's what they're
Spoonerism,
called? Yeah. Yansler Chang. So yeah, anyway, Dong Perignon. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have Serving My Cunty.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. That's actually on two different levels too, because like, yeah. I don't like using the word, but like, people, there's like, it's commonly, or a lot of people that have kind of coined the phrase serving cunt is like a new thing.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, it just means like being like unabashedly like yourself in a way that's like confident and like good. Yeah. Yeah.
Unapologetic.
Next we have testes 1, 2, 3.
It's like you're counting balls and there's three of them. Yeah. That's really good. I like that. Yeah.
I don't know how like commonly recognized that is as like a joke, but anyone who's doing a sound check will usually say testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I think that would translate to non music based people or non. Yeah.
All right. Now we have Foreskin and 7 years ago.
Okay. Oh man, it's funny like sometimes hearing Daniel, because sometimes I think this is the case that like Mason and I are like, I will laugh out loud a lot more, and then I'll hear Daniel be like, nice, or like, okay. And I'll be like, that was really funny. Yeah. But Foreskin and 7 years
next
ago, yeah.
We have, and this one's from a friend, but this one's Formula One Racists.
Ooh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. strong
I
like that.
Formula One Racist.
Are you just trying not to laugh, Danny?
No, well, okay. This is a try not to laugh challenge. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we have Big Cuck Energy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it reads better on paper than it does when you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming in a theater near you.
Oh no.
We are coming in a theater near you.
Yeah. I like that.
Oil and natural ass.
What?
Oil.
What is that even a play on?
Oil and natural gas. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I like
similar to cooking with ass, which is something I've written from.
Yeah,
the past.
Yeah. I like really oil funny. And natural ass because it's almost like you're creating the, you're like gatekeeping having a, like you're like being like, well, I have a natural ass, not the BBL right. ass or whatever, you know, or like injections.
Right.
Yeah.
Have I told you guys that? Bowling bowls.
Bowling bowls.
Bowling bowls?
No.
It's just one that I really like for some reason. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Bowling bowls. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Keep my dick out your mouth.
This is what is that a play off of? It's just keep my wife's name out your
keep
mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Yeah. Keep my dick out your mouth. Hey,
as if I have no ability to control this whatsoever.
I feel like it's like the next level of insult. Like,
because
it's like suck my dick, but like don't even suck my dick. Like, yeah, worthy.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you're happy and you know it, crap your pants.
Oh yeah. I feel like I've heard that one before.
Yeah, well, I think we do that because we'll say like, it's like clap. Clap your hands, but it's crap your hands. Yeah.
All right, that's all I got this time.
I like that. Favorite.
I'll just keep writing.
Yeah, I think my personal favorite is Testes 1, 2, 3.
I'm glad you like that one. That can be our band.
Yeah. What are you, Daniel? What was your favorite?
Oh man, I think it was one of the first ones. Sorry, excuse me. I'm getting emotional. What were the first few music?
Yeah.
Foreskin in 7 years ago.
That was when I laughed earlier.
That was later on.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another one written here. This one's just aggressively stupid. Mm-hmm. Clogging a toilet with piss.
What?
It's just a concept that's weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like how? It's
we should cut that one. That one's so aggressively bad. I probably wrote that in like a haze.
I mean, do you want me to cut it?
Supermassive asshole. Did I say that one?
Supermassive asshole. Yeah.
Oh, supermassive asshole. Like I mean, I think it's like a eclipse mindset. We saw the eclipse recently, and I was like, Stellar Objects.
Yeah.
Supermassive asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that Muse song, right?
I mean, it has some alliteration to it, kind of, or like ass, you know? Yeah.
What was I saying, Daniel? What was I saying? Oh, Dong Perignon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the one after that?
Yeah.
Oh, do you not?
Surfing My Cunty?
Surfing My Cunty. Yeah.
Is that the second one?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll just say Dong Perignon was
my favorite. Okay.
Okay.
Dong Perignon's your fave, yeah. Testies 123 is my personal fave, yeah.
Mm. Right on, right on. Yeah, well, let me know in the future. Listen, folks at home, if you have band names you want me to read out loud to these, to just DM me.
DM
the Threes' podcast.
Yeah, don't say anything else, just leave the name. Mason will do that in our group chat sometimes. He just won't say anything, and then it'll just be a shitty band name, and it'll be up to us to figure out what he's even trying to put across.
Speaking of trying to figure out which one band name that I like, next up is me with a new game called
One. Okay, yeah.
So, are y'all familiar with retronyms?
Retronyms.
Retronyms. That's names of something from the past.
Yeah, is that what?
Oh, Mason, do you not know what retronyms are?
Not by term.
I feel like this is the first time I've ever mentioned a English language thing that you didn't already know of.
Well, is it
Chinese, dude?
Yeah,
we are Chinese, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So retronyms are when an item's name changes because something like a newer version comes out of it. So you have to clarify which version. So, for example, diapers. Now you have to have cloth diapers and disposable diapers because cloth diapers used to be the only kind of diapers. Mm-hmm. But then when disposable came on the market, you had to differentiate between the two.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Digital camera, disposable camera, film camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back and forth and give y'all a word.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to tell me the why it's a retronym, like the different versions of
it. Oh, cool. Sure. That's cool. Sure. Right? Yeah.
I like that.
I was going to do like competitive style first, but Mason is under the weather, so I don't want to.
I'm too sleepy for that.
Yeah. I don't want to put that pressure on you.
I'd crush his ass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you would. Okay.
Get my ass crushed.
So I don't have very many, but we'll see how this goes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Mason. Oh, and I guess if you don't know, then the other person can steal or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Your word is corn.
Ooh.
Oh, like sweet corn and like white hominy corn kind of thing?
What about I was going to say, what about popcorn?
It's not varieties of corn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, versus canned corn versus corn on the cob.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I understand.
Okay. Thank you for the
softball first example. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
Yeah.
You got hockey.
Ooh, ice hockey versus roller hockey or street hockey or
field hockey.
Field hockey.
Good job.
Thank you.
Mason, I feel like this one is a bit of a layup. So you got a decent amount of answers that you can give for this one. Mm. Phone.
Oh.
Oh, like cell phone.
That's it.
Sorry, just funny to me that you're like, this is a layup, and I was like,
ha ha ha.
This will be super easy for me, but I'm in a coma.
Yeah.
So we have cell phone and we have telephone.
Mm-hmm.
We have phonograph. Look at this phonograph.
Nope.
Every time I look at it, it makes me laugh.
Nice. It's funny that
we have phone a friend from who wants to be a millionaire.
Just thinking of different ways you can use the word phone.
We have homophones.
Besides cell phone, what other types of phones are there?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, so like cell phone versus like landline phone.
Yeah, home phone, yeah.
Smartphone versus dumb phone.
Oh, yeah, smartphone.
Yeah.
Rotary phone versus dial tone.
I would clarify that I was talking about the linguistic I was talking about the linguistic phenomenon homophone.
Yes, homophones. Yes.
Yes.
I like that. I like the idea of Mason answering confidently and then only giving one answer, even though this... like game requires
two answers
to determine, like, to show that you've done something. Yeah.
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 All right, Danny. Restaurant.
Ooh, restaurant. Ooh, like drive-in, like drive. Restaurant.
What kind of restaurant has the option to drive through?
A fast food restaurant versus like a sit down.
Exactly. And so if it's not a sit down and fast food restaurants.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Nice.
Shitty. Yeah. five star. Yeah.
Mason, here's another layup. No pressure. Milk.
Oh, milk.
Cow's milk and sheep's milk.
Goat milk. Yeah.
No. I guess that could
breast
be
milk.
Breast milk. I know you're, not really.
You're talking about like
what are the different kinds of milk that you can
oat
buy?
Milk?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Dairy milk?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like whole skim.
Almond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like
almond milk, soy milk. Yeah. I'm just going down the Starbucks like menu section.
Yeah.
Breast is on there.
Yeah.
Breast is definitely on there. Yeah. Well, not at Starbucks.
No.
All right. This will be the last one. Yeah. Danny.
Yes.
Book.
Oh, yeah. Like ebook and like,
yeah.
Okay. So it's like ebook and like physical book.
And then you also even physical books has like a rich and empty.
Yeah. You have
paperback, hardback.
Yeah. Paperback, hardback,
and hardback.
Yeah.
Good job. You guys.
I almost said hard shelled. Yeah. Thank you.
Hard shell.
Yeah. That's actually, I don't know why I like
soft shell.
Yeah. Soft shell book. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if I've told you guys, I've kind of gotten into reading a little bit more lately.
Oh, cool. What you been reading?
I read a murder mystery with my girlfriend called The Perfect Marriage. I'll just give you the premise really quickly. It's a husband-wife duo where the wife is a criminal defense attorney and the husband has an affair, and they the police find his mistress dead in their lake house bed, and the wife chooses to defend her cheating husband in court. Wow. In this murder case.
That's spicy as hell.
Yeah, it's very spicy. And then I'm also reading like more fantasy books now too. I'm reading Fourth Wing, which is like part of a new series of like fantasy. Nice. That has like some nice juicy sex scenes in it.
You hear about Red Rising?
No. What's check Red Rising? Out. Okay, yeah. I'll have to check it out. But yeah, I also have a fun game though. This one is a little bit this one is distinctively I want you guys to battle a little bit. Because I want to see how this works.
Right, because I've never been more ready
I guess
for
that's
a
true, yeah.
than right now.
Yeah, literally minutes before Mason was like, I don't want to battle, I'm not feeling it. And now I'm like, hey, fuck you. Yeah. So
I may fall asleep in the middle of this fight, but I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So we've done some Guess My Ages. I started it and then Daniel took it to like conceptual things, which was fun. Or like inventions. I wanted to do guess their age, but I wanted you guys to like come up with people who you think you're fairly confident on how old they are, like celebrities, and then see like how close. And we're gonna alternate and see like how close you guys actually are. I'm gonna look up these people, but like,
yeah.
Wait, so we have to provide the people.
Yes, like name
or
a person.
Things.
Name a person. I guess or a thing. Yeah, you could do a thing too. I'll try and find that as quickly as I can. like when it was invented. But
So basically, Daniel, we take turns deciding what we're guessing, and we take turns having an advantage over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so is this like a Uno reverse card situation where you give us an age and we have to think of something or someone that's that age? Or
no, this is just
no. It's like Daniel, I want us to guess the age of Cleopatra.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like somebody, and then Mason, I will ban athletes for you because I think that's a little easier. And
that's actually hilarious. I wasn't even thinking about
okay,
that.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna ban athletes because athletes, like, it's a little more well known what their ages are, specifically because it's part of like how their career kind of goes.
Well, yeah, you know? And there's so many obscure ones you could just totally screw over someone.
Yeah,
who doesn't watch sports.
It's also it's also like not Daniel's strong suit. So I say we stick to like mainstream, like either musicians, actors, politicians, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna do terribly.
I mean, you could,
no,
but
well, because then you get to pick stuff where you do know how old it is, you know.
Hopefully.
But I can't think of anything that I do.
So like,
you
so,
know something.
Yeah. So how about this, like whoever submits what they like, if Mason's like, I think I know how old Jay-Z is, and then you submit the first guess, and then Daniel can just guess anything else, and if which one of you is closer gets the point. It just means you have home field territory, but it doesn't mean you win necessarily. I just want to see
Daniel,
how this goes.
I think I know how old Cleopatra is. Oh. I'm going to guess 2,100 years.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to guess 2,300 years.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me find her. Okay, born in it's undetermined because this is a while ago. It's early 69 BC or late 70 BC. So
I'd get that.
Yeah. What did you say, Daniel?
Daniel guessed 2,300 years ago.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so Mason, I guess
300 BC.
Mason did get the point for his one that he submitted. Okay.
Wow.
Daniel, do you have?
All right, Daniel, what do you want to guess?
Oh my gosh. But that's the thing. I don't know the age of any celebrities.
Yeah, celebrities are a bad thing for Daniel. That's why he invented.
Yeah. That's why he switched it up. That's true. You know, this is me giving Mason an upper hand because he's dying currently.
Yep.
Yeah.
For real, though. Let's go, since we were talking about Dune 2, Timothée Chalamet.
Ooh, okay. Oh. How old is Timothée Chalamet, Daniel?
Oh, he's obviously...
I can't wait for you to say, like, 40.
Yeah. 27.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 30.
Ooh, Daniel, you got it. He's 28.
Whoa!
Yeah, well Let's done. Go. Well done. Within a year. Hey, if you get within a year like that, Daniel, that's pretty good.
Bonus
that's
points.
Pretty good. Yeah.
All right, Daniel. I'm going with the song Let It Be by the Beatles.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
I'm going even 50 years.
Ooh. So it was what, 74
is what I'm saying, but I actually don't know this that confidently.
Okay.
You said 60 years. I'm going to say 52 years.
52 versus 50.
Okay. So that would be 1974 for Mason and 72
for Daniel.
Okay. Daniel's closer. It was released on May 8th, 1970.
Oh, baby.
70s flat. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Daniel, you stole home field advantage with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got a good one.
Okay.
Mario.
Ooh.
From Super Mario.
Oh, that's going to be tough for me. I'm going to go Mario is... I'm going to go that Mario's 35 years old.
I'm going to go 57.
Oh, damn. He's a lot older. Damn.
Okay, wait. So 35 would be what year?
35 would be 1989.
89 and Daniel, 57 is... either way, I think it is Mason. Mario's
what?
Mario first appeared in Donkey Kong in 1981. So I believe
I'm closer.
Yeah.
So. No.
No. Mason has stolen home field advantage back. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Daniel, I think I know how old the Great Depression is.
It's still happening. Yeah.
Okay.
How long ago it started? Is
The start date. Yeah.
I'll guess. Oh God.
yeah, Daniel's not that good with history either. So
70 years old.
I'm going 95 years old.
Oh darn
Mason,
it!
Mason's definitely closer. It started in 1929.
I think I'm exactly right then.
Yes.
Oh wow.
You said how many?
95.
Yeah, 95. That is. Oh, I can't do this math. 70, 20...
Because 100 years ago would be 24.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, Mason was right on that one, so there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Well done, yeah.
Everyone knows I'm a huge Great Depression fan.
We're adding it to the list with the Hindenburg, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What about the first iPhone?
Ooh.
Oh, Daniel, you go first.
22 years old.
Ooh.
23 years old.
The first iPhone, well, so the release or the announcement, it doesn't matter. I believe Daniel's still closer. The original iPhone was announced on January 9th, 2007. So it's only 17 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
at least this is what development of the iPhone began.
But you said 2007?
Yeah, that was the
okay.
The announcement was in January and then June was when it came out. Yeah. In 2007. Cool. Yeah.
All right, Daniel, I feel like that was not fair, so I'm going to do Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
And I'm going to guess that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was released. I'm really pulling far into my memory, too. I don't even know why I'm doing this. 15 years ago.
15? Okay.
Yeah. It's also hard because, like, the naming convention is weird, and I don't know if Modern Warfare 2... Because, like, they have...
Boston, New York.
Yeah, because they had Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and then
two,
like
Lost in New York.
Yeah,
Call
yeah,
of
yeah.
Duty like 3 or something. Call of Duty Black Ops, and then Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and then like Modern Warfare yeah. 2 and then like
I just wanted to teleport back to being 16 years old or whatever.
Unfortunately, Daniel, I don't know if it matters cuz I believe it is 15 years old. I think Mason wow. got it right on. Yeah, wow. it came out in 2009.
Okay,
fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Fine, Mason.
Yeah, it came out in 2009, so yeah.
I wasn't actually that confident about it. Yeah, it's just yeah. funny to me that yeah. I got it.
2009,
the Great Depression yeah. and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. my two greatest subjects.
Yeah, one caused the other. Yeah. And it's up to you to find out which one's which. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, oh, no, we get one more from Daniel, I think, because, yeah. Although I don't know what the score is, but I feel like we're, like, kind of tied up.
Okay.
Or, like, close to tied up. Yeah.
We'll go with Hayao Miyazaki.
Oh.
I have no fucking idea how old he is.
but you know who I'm he gonna... is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I do know who he is. So, Daniel, you go first, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to guess 82.
All right.
He's 82 years old. That's pretty close to where I was going to guess. So I'm going to go 84.
Oh, it's 83.
Oh, no.
Okay, but wow. I can do the actual individual. So he just turned 83, though, in January. So he's closer to 82 than 84, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah,
Daniel
so
technically
Daniel
gets
it.
The tiebreaker there. Yeah.
Wait. Is that true, Danny? Wait. So
because his birthday was in January of this year. Oh, like oh, he turned 83 in January. So he's closer to 82 than 84. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't picturing the right line of reasoning.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was correct.
So, Hayao Miyazaki, I think you guys might have like evenly tied it, but won a couple of each. Or like one.
All right,
or,
Danny, that means yeah. you got to tie break us. What's Ooh. Something?
Okay, so I actually had this one prepped because I was shocked to find out this person's age. How old is Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer from Green Day?
I'm not going to know that. I'm going to go with 51.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to go straight 50.
Billy Joe Armstrong is 52 years old. Yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? Because Green Day started in the 80s. That's what's shocking is that like late 80s.
I did not know they were that old.
I believe Green Day as a band began in the late 80s, which is crazy.
Damn. Damn.
So I guess Mason does win the tiebreaker. I don't even know if that was... He doesn't seem to have much more knowledge of Green Day than Daniel, so yeah.
No, but what I do have is deep knowledge of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 oh, Lost
yeah.
in New York.
And the Great Depression, and, yeah.
And the Great Depression.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, damn. All right, mm-hmm. Listen, folks, thank you so much for listening to Threes' podcast. I'm embarrassed that I showed off that side of me.
Yeah.
But next time I look forward to hearing more from y'all. Make sure that you send me your shitty band names, listeners. Mm-hmm. And next time I'll talk to you healthier, hopefully.
Yeah. And yeah. Daniel, is there anything you'd like to say?
I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye.
Sayonara.
Thank you for your cervix.
Thank you for your cervix.
That's another band name.
Yeah, there it is.
Good one.
Bye.